Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? We could romance the legal copy. It never gets the attention it deserves. And some lawyer worked real hard on it. So take it away, lawyer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Now that was some beautiful legal. Well done, lawyer. Well done.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, and, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I wanted to add, I think, a very important two scriptures to everything you were saying there at the end of the hour.
Good.
Because everybody has to hear it, Pastor Ernie. Numbers 35:33 says, "So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood it defileth the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I am the Lord, and I dwell among the children of Israel." Blood defiles the land. And there's other scriptures in Leviticus 18 that says the same thing. But this one here says that whoever sheds the blood is going to have their blood shed. So right now we're heading into a real potential tumultuous time, Pastor Ernie, with what the New World Order is setting up out there, and you're speaking on it, and I have a blog that every day I'm blogging on it. They plan on turning this country upside down, not only America, but the whole West. There could be tremendous chaos here, food shortages. That's their plans. And if God uses that time to apply Numbers 35:33, Pastor Ernie, legally we've reported about 70 million, but who knows how many? Might be 100 million of babies died and the blood was shed. And the elderly that we've killed, we've shed their blood. That may be required. We may lose 100 million people here, Pastor Ernie, in America. This is serious. God, we have to fear God and his word. And he's warned us what will happen when you openly shed blood in the land and it's not accounted for. The blood is just, the babies are killed, it's legal, the abortionists get away with it, the Planned Parenthood, the hospitals, these are the legal, it's protected legally. So that whole system is going to be judged by the Lord.
Well, you're absolutely right, but, you know, just to tell you that, you know, I've spoken to a number of those abortionists after they come out of the baby killing, like Bernard Nathanson, Carol Everett, and others. And they will all tell you, John, that is a common practice within the industry. You only report one out of every two babies that you kill. They all know that. I mean, the IRS knows that too, everybody. It's a common practice. So if they tell you it's 70,000 or 70 million, it's twice that.
And, yeah, well, there you go, concerning.
And you're absolutely right. It's, again, we have the Democratic Communist Party in there. They're about death. I mean, they're all that's the only thing they stand for. They can never build or do anything good. It's only about wickedness and destroying and death. We're going to, you know, we keep telling you about our newsletters and that, folks, you really need to get it, because we have information on there that they don't want you to have. For example, we've been trying to tell people and trying to tell people and trying to tell people about the killer shots that they're giving, these killer shots. We're going to play a clip. See, and this is what they don't want you to know. That news media, those people, John, and John, I have no doubt, I don't have a bit of doubt in my mind, that when you turn on those newspapers and you look at those talking heads, and if they were told, by the powers to be, tomorrow morning, let's just say right here in Cleveland, or not tomorrow morning, well, let's give it 2 days. In 2 days, Cleveland's going to get nuked. There's going to be a false flag operation, and there's going to be a small nuclear bomb go out, and they're going to kill everybody there. So get out. Now you can only take your immediate family. You can't take, if you've got brothers or sisters or in-laws, you can't take them. Just take your immediate family and say nothing at all. Make sure you don't say a word. I really believe that they would do that. I believe that they would sell anybody out that they've the Democratic Communist Collective and the fake news media. They become such liars, John. They're contracted liars. There's no journalists left. Sally Stahl is no journalist, believe me. Brett Baer is no journalist. Chris, what's his name? He's no journalist out there. There is none left. They've turned into shock jocks, but they're basically contracted liars. And they don't use the word lie. They use the word narrative. They agree under contract that whatever the narrative, meaning whatever lie that they're told to tell, they will look you in the eye, and if you turn the stations, each one will be parroting. The echo chamber will go on, and they'll all look you in the eye and tell you that very same lie. They are contracted liars is what they are. Now, we've told you about what's happening to our military. We're going to play you a clip, folks, and we're going to keep telling you. They're not reporting any of this stuff. They're not. And by praise God that we have programs like this one's and others Alex Jones and others that Stu, what's his name? We're the end ones, end run, pardon? Stu Peters, yeah, we're the end run around the fake news media. So we're going to play you a clip. Go ahead and play that clip.
The young men and women who have volunteered to serve and protect their communities as members of the United States military have been under attack by their own government for over a century, experimented on like laboratory animals with mustard gas, plutonium, Agent Orange, and depleted uranium. But what we are experiencing now is the final destruction of the entire U.S. military from within. Those with enough sense to refuse the gene therapy shots are being forced out of military service. Navy SEALs who refused the jab have been denied deployment and even denied permission to travel for medical treatment. But more than two-thirds of the entire U.S. military have chosen to receive this life-altering vaccine, which has now proven to be catastrophic. Attorney at law Todd Callender, who is representing the U.S. Navy SEALs versus President Joe Biden, has recently reported an 1,100% increase in U.S. military deaths as a result of these mRNA injections. And based on their latest data, they expect this number to soon rise above 5,000%. A leaked military database from the Department of Defense shows us that while the public was being told that it's a crisis of the unvaccinated, the defense secretary and upper command knew 71% of all new cases were among the fully vaccinated. The Department of Defense knew what they were doing, and the proper charges are genocide.
If you look at all of the documentation, Pfizer's documentation, that we did mass spectrometry on their vials, we know what's in these things. And in fact, they even admit that they added an HIV protein into the shots for the purpose of disabling people's autoimmune. Right? They couldn't slip these lipid nanoparticles, which are in fact little bombers that carry pathogenic proteins, to effectuate gene modification in the individual, gene therapy as they call it. In order to get those lipid nanoparticles past your cellular defense, your body's defense, they had to disarm your immune system. Yes. And they did that. It's in all the scientific papers. What they didn't do is undo that. And right now, they're coming to understand this. People are showing up HIV positive. People with three shots have no immune system left over whatsoever. There is no other way to characterize this other than intentional homicide, the unlawful taking of a human life, except that it's in large numbers, which makes it a genocide.
A vaccine-delivered AIDS epidemic.
That's right. That's correct.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, there you go. We've been trying to, you know, this is what we've been trying to tell people over and over.
Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to ReeseReport.com to see my latest videos.
Alrighty, we are back. And so what do you think, John and John?
Pastor Ernie, it's obvious. Look, it is so wicked there that it's hard for people to believe it. I mean, if someone didn't know what was going on, and we told them just gave them all the medical stuff, what was happening about COVID-19, how it came about, what it was, the shot and all, they couldn't, their mind would explode. You know, but this is so bad. They are so diabolical. They have such control of the medical and the economic now and the food production, and they are absolutely want to destroy America and the world for that matter, and somehow put together their new world order. But they're in the process of destroying the American army.
I mean, it's all about death. It's only about death.
All death and destruction. Well, what has the Bible said? You know, Satan came, but what, to kill, destroy, and steal.
All right, we're going to.
They're acting. They're following the orders or the of their father, the devil. Doesn't it say he was a liar from the beginning?
Yeah, absolutely.
So all these lies we see all the time. Lies, 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 lies.
Well, we want to talk about again what they're not telling you about. You know, all over there in the Ukraine, all of those bioweapons labs, there's so much going on. And we're going to play another clip here. And we're going to do a little commentary on this. This is, this is why, folks, you really need to get our newsletter, because we have this information on here while we can. Because, believe me, they want to stop it. They want to put a stop to this radio program. So, anyhow, and you know, there are others, too. I'm absolutely amazed that Tucker Carlson is still with Fox News.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Pastor Ernie, that is something. I don't know. This, wow.
Well, it's by God's grace. God has not allowed them. I mean, it's not that they don't want to take us down, but, you know, God has not allowed them to do it at this time. So, anyhow, go ahead. Now, this thing is so huge, you can't imagine. You can't imagine it.
After the Russians secured Pentagon-run biolabs in Ukraine, the U.S. Embassy was caught deleting proof of this from their website. And when the Russians shared documents showing the Ukrainian Minister of Health ordering employees of these biolabs to destroy all deadly pathogens, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio asked the U.S. State Department if there was any truth to this. Undersecretary Victoria Nuland not only confirmed the presence of the labs, but confirmed that they contain weaponized biological agents that they now fear the Russians will indiscriminately use to start a world war. The Pentagon calls them bio-research labs and containment labs, and claim their clandestine operation is all somehow in self-defense. But they are admittedly creating and storing weaponized biological material. And so these biolabs are in violation of Article 1 of the Prohibition on Biological Weapons. During the past couple years, citizens of the world have been getting an advanced education on bioweapons. And the very same crooks we see foisting the Great Reset medical tyranny are involved in the Ukrainian bioweapons labs. This is all being paid for with tax dollars through the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the DTRA. U.S. company Black & Veatch has been working closely with the DTRA building bioweapons labs since 2003. Black & Veatch share an office in Kiev with Metabiota, who signed an $18.4 million contract with Black & Veatch in 2014. Metabiota got their start in 2015 with funding from Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, who gave Metabiota $30 million to help protect the world from the spread of epidemics. This is the very same Rosemont Seneca that was mysteriously wired $3.5 million from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. And the very same Metabiota partnered with Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance, the group that Dr. Fauci used to funnel money to the Wuhan lab for gain-of-function research in 2014. In 2014, Metabiota, EcoHealth Alliance, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology were together researching infectious diseases deriving from Chinese bats. Metabiota is working with known CIA front InQtel. It is funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, the NIH, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Google, and the National Geographic Society. Metabiota's founder, Nathan Wolf, sits on the board of EcoHealth Alliance and is a member of DARPA's Defense Science Research Council. In 2012, he wrote a book titled The Viral Storm, The Dawn of a New Pandemic Age, wherein he thanked his friends, pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and biotech venture capitalist Boris Nikolic. Boris Nikolic was named Jeffrey Epstein's successor executor upon his death. Wolf has also been seen hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell on multiple occasions. He is also one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders, trained on how to enact the Great Reset agenda being directed by the World Economic Forum. Russia claims the Pentagon has over 30 biolabs in the Ukraine alone. China claims they are operating 336 biolabs in 30 different countries. And now, members of our corrupt U.S. government are saying this is all a Russian conspiracy, and that we should soon expect a false flag attack from Russia.
If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, that Victoria Nuland, John, she was the one that took down the former president of Ukraine. They sent her in there. She is deep state all the way. And it's an amazing thing. When they said they'll always do what they accuse someone else of doing. There is no one more guilty of that, no one, than the Democratic Communist Collective. What do you think?
Which John, Beth, Ernie?
Either one. One John's as good as the other.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we know, Pastor Ernie, we can tell that this whole thing is bogus, I'll believe the Russians before I believe our own government. What in the world is the U.S. military doing in the Ukraine with labs, biolabs? The U.S. military, the military is meant to kill and destroy, Pastor Ernie. So what in the world are military building labs, like, or using labs, whatever, in the Ukraine?
Well, they said that they had developed a COVID strain that was particularly lethal to Russian nationalities, to the Russian
lobby. Yeah.
And the Russians knew about that. And in fact, they were actually experimenting on soldiers that they knew that they had that were of Russian descent. So there you go. It's biowarfare.
Right. So we're evil. What are we doing? I mean, there's all sorts of treaties and American law against this. So they weren't apparently doing it here. They were able to go in the Ukraine and do it. So, I mean, this is like as evil as it can get.
Well, there's
all the connections. So to me, once we've got the U.S. military with these biolabs in Ukraine, that's it. That tells us that there's something really wrong with this.
Well, do you know which two countries, well, actually three countries that never took the poisonous poke or the, you know, did not give their people the killer shot? That's China.
Probably China and Russia.
Russia and North Korea.
Oh.
They didn't give them the killer shots. What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, they knew what was in them.
Yeah. And we did, too. And that's why we've been trying to tell people and warn people. And even now, it's set up in a way where it doesn't kill them all at once, that it's a drawn-out thing. So they can keep the fake news media lying, looking you right in the eye and lying like rugs and trying to cover this up, because that's what they're there for.
Well, they're not, Arnie, if you think about it, and what's being reported now is, you know, out of 100,000 documents that were analyzed, Fauci silenced all the Wuhan lab leak theories. And he was influenced by this guy, Peter Daszak. You know, and they're doing this experimentation, and it certainly appears to be germ warfare under the guise of creating cures, vaccines, whatever you want to call them, for viruses. So there are people out hunting for viruses, but, you know, why gain of function? People have to think, why do you need gain of function? Why do you need to do that to create a cure? That doesn't make any sense in my mind. And I'm not a virologist. I'm not I'm somewhat informed on this, but why do that? And then the other thing is, why do it in a foreign country? Why basically
right.
smuggle money out of the country
right.
to do an operation that you would think you would want to keep in one of the most secure facilities, and more than likely we have those in the United States. So this is all nonsense that's been, you know, laid out by the media. And Fauci covered it up. So I think we're right on the verge of seeing him fully being exposed for what he did here.
Well, Fauci said he's about ready to retire now. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he should retire to it. Everything that I've read is true and being insinuated in the proof. And what we have actually uncovered here and presented on this show, past only the hard evidence that we've even come up with, is enough that he should be held accountable and tried for crimes against humanity.
Absolutely.
I honestly believe, Pastor Ernie, what we put together way back in 2020, if those people, now look, what's his name, the senator that's after him?
Rand Paul.
Yeah. If they really wanted the information that would really condemn him and convict him, it's there for him. So I got a question. Why doesn't Ron Paul ask the questions that are real hardcore and would smoke him out? That kind of bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of wonder. But now, you know, as long as Rand Paul's got a Fauci that he can make, you know, to show people how bad he is, that's good for Rand Paul, especially come election time, isn't it? Because it makes Rand Paul look like such a good guy. So, in other words, here a Fauci, someone like him, as your enemy, would be good for votes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure. But John and I have uncovered this kind of behavior in Pennsylvania when we investigated the state of Pennsylvania. They will not take the hard evidence and bring it to light. They will do, you know, maybe a little bit, you know, of questioning, but no. Forget the hard evidence. They don't want that.
No. They're, you know, again, this is this is the days we're living in. We're living in the evil day. But, you know, well, we have our marching orders, right? We're to storm the gates of hell and, you know, fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross, right? And Amen. So we're...
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, it's amazing how much they hate the truth. When we tell them the truth about the cures, and I mean, they want to put us in jail. We're liars. They are the liars. We're telling the truth, and they are doing everything they possibly can to suppress the truth because they want to kill people. They literally want to kill people.
Yeah.
Pastor Ernie, we've called them out here. I called them out here on this show before. Look, we have evidence. We have presented what we believe absolutely 1,000% is truth. Dr. Fauci, anybody from the CDC, anybody with knowledge, come out here. Let's air it out on the air and let the people decide what's true. Bring it on. You know, we have evidence and you refute it. That's what this is all about. We want the truth out.
Amen. There's a little bit of good news, you know. Remember there where you had those folks who had been accused in Finland that had been accused of a hate crime for sharing Bible verses? Well, guess what? The verdict for lawmaker accused for crime has come in. A court has affirmed the free speech rights for Christians, dismissing a case against a member of Finland's parliament and local bishop, in which prosecutors claimed expressing basic Christian beliefs was hate speech. So parliamentarian Päivi Maria Räsänen, as well as Bishop Johanna Pohjola, were on trial for the alleged offense. And so here goes on to say, government officials have leveled the extremist complaint that it is hate to follow the Bible's teaching on marriage and sexuality. But now the ADF International has announced the court upheld the right to free speech by dismissing all charges against the two. The unanimous ruling is the Helsinki District Court concluded that it is not for the district court to interpret biblical concepts, the international organization reported. Listen, you're going to have that right here, and then you're going to have that in Canada. I mean, they're going to, well, they've already in Canada, you know, preaching certain parts of the Bible. Remember what Joe Biden said? That the preachers are going to have to learn not to preach the Bible the old-fashioned way. In other words, we have to use woke language now. And because if they preach the Bible the old-fashioned way, in other words, Biden is telling you, if you tell the truth, that's hate speech, right? And Scripture says, yeah.
Lies are cherished, they're promoted, they're encouraged. And yet, if you tell the truth, it's hate speech. It's amazing. And everything is a lie now. So you tell the truth in all these areas, and you're hate speech.
All righty, we're going to... take a break here, and then we'll be back right after this. We can open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this one more.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around.
ever since time. Nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Some men are like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. The man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by a man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Alrighty, back. That was my old buddy Joe Clark in that. Joe died. He had taken the shot. He took the poison and he died. Joe was a patriot, a man of God, and apparently he took the shot early and it didn't last long. And so, but it's he was an extremely talented fella. Loved the Lord with all his heart, but that was his big mistake. I think taking the poison is the killer shot. But he went home to be with the Lord, and I've got no doubts that he's with the Lord today. And, of course, the other fellow in that song was me, and I'm still here. And speaking of here, somebody gets here before me every day is none other than Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? I see Celine Dion can't tour. They say it's not related to the shot, but she's getting, you know, like, muscular twitches. But I just had a nuance in the Bible to ask you guys. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 14 uses the word measure, which seems to apply to an expanding measure of vengeance. That's Isaiah 5:14. And Isaiah chapter 65 verse 7 talks about a measure of vengeance into someone's chest, meaning like a personal vengeance. So I just like to see if that relates, what you guys think about that.
Well, now you said Isaiah 5, verse 14?
Right.
Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and the glory and her multitude and her pomp. And he hath rejoiced, he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. So what was your question again?
Yeah, okay, now that seems to be saying that there's like a lot of room for vengeance, that verse. And then you go to Isaiah chapter 65 verse 7, it's talking about a more personal vengeance, I believe. But it's also using the word measure, so that's where I'm just interested in the word measure being in two spots like that relating to vengeance.
Well, it's what it's talking about. Not so much vengeance, it's talking about the wrath of God. It's God's wrath. And in fact, I'm going to tell you, America is standing in the shadow of a holy and an angry God. And a holy God and angry God must punish sin. But when they said that it's opened his mouth without measure, that means that there's no end to God's wrath. It's the ultimate there. And so that's what he's referring to. When he says, in their pomp, and he that rejoices, he's talking about into wickedness, like those today, like Zuckerberg and these others out there today that are rejoicing in their evil, their wickedness, okay?
It's like a parade, like they're parading it.
Yep. You reap what you sow. All righty, very good. So, did that answer the question? All righty. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yeah, I was listening to you talk about Victoria Nuland as sort of the point person who overthrew and committed the original aggression against Ukraine and overthrew its democratically elected government. Her phone call to the American ambassador, Jeffrey Pryor, was hacked by somebody, and the transcript was brought out where she admitted that the United States and the bipartisan White House, Democrat and Republican, overthrew that democratically elected Yanukovych government simply because it was, instead of hostile, it was neutral or friendly towards Russia, and that they spent, the United States spent $5 billion to do it and installed, in many cases, in all the important positions in the military and the secret police in Ukraine, actual Nazis. Are behind that government. And there's an article called The Gladio Crimes of the U.S. Empire, which documents this from a lot of whistleblowers, high level within the CIA and the Pentagon, who admitted that the United States has used false flag terrorism around the world, blaming its own Pentagon and CIA perpetrated terrorist attacks on other countries, whether it's Iran, Russia, China, or whatever, to incite hatred among the American people, to manufacture consent for hostile acts and wars against these countries around the world. One of them is called Operation Northwoods, which you can look up, and was revealed by a top...
You got to speak right into your phone a little louder because, you can't turn away from your phone. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. But you know, people should also look up Operation Northwoods, which is one of the dirty operations of the CIA and the Pentagon, brought in this article called Gladio Crimes of the U.S. Empire. You can look it up. And it shows that the Pentagon, all the services in the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs, all those services signed off in an evil plan to mass murder Americans in the 60s. Kennedy called it off because he was horrified by it.
The Iron Mountain Report. That was what was called the Iron Mountain Report. And we discussed that several times over the years back in the 70s. Yeah, Kennedy did call it off. He stopped it.
That's right. One reason why he was killed, because he was not going to continue with this rabid Cold War policies in Vietnam and elsewhere around the world.
Right. He wanted to do away with the CIA, too, like Reagan. Reagan did, too. Yep. Well, listen, thank you. That group that you were talking about, here's the interesting thing. Azov, which is the Nazis. These are hardcore Nazis there in the Ukraine. And guess besides the United States, but you know they have the swastika and everything. Sure. Right now, I'm looking at a picture of them standing there, group with their weapons, and the swastika is on a big sign behind them, big banner swastika. But here, do you know who else is funding them and arming them? They're arming these Azovs, these Nazis. It's Israel, John. Israel's doing this.
Yes, it's Israel. And in fact, I would recommend people get a really mind-blowing article by a Jewish academic and an anti-war activist for decades called The Hidden History of Zionism, Ralph Schulman, The Hidden History of Zionism, Ralph Schulman, which he shows from released or leaked Pentagon documents that show that Zionism during the Second World War collaborated with Hitler against non-Zionist Jews and actually helped exterminate.
Yeah, John, I've got to move on because all the whole board is lit. And so, but thanks for sharing all of that with us. Let's go to Vince. Vince, you're in the air.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I love your program. You guys always think when the tribulation's happening. You know, that boggles my mind. It's quite obvious that we're at the climax of the tribulation.
So we're in 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're not at the climax. You think we're in the tribulation period right now?
Oh, absolutely. You're not going to be able to buy or sell without that app proving that you have your vaccination, but you hold in your right hand, they're called a smartphone.
Yeah, during that, do you remember those things when they came out of from the pit of hell, and they had teeth like a lion, hair like a woman, they had tails like a scorpion, and they were going around during the tribulation period and stinging people, and men would beg to die. Did you see any of that?
Well, we're coming to that, my friend. We're coming to that. But that
happens in the mid part of it.
Just wait till the red horse goes down, which would be Putin and Russia, or the communists. And when they go down, NATO and the UN will be your pale horse, hovering the whole wide world.
Well, I think what I'm seeing right here is what the Lord Jesus called the days of sorrow and the birth pangs just prior to the start. I believe we're very, very close to the start. The problem of it is the Bible clearly teaches that the church does not go through the tribulation period because there would be absolutely no reason for the church to go through that.
I've been reading that in my life, and I don't see that. I think the church will be in the tribulation. The tribulation is for the children of the Lord. The wrath is not for the church.
No, the tribulation period is for the purification of the nation of Israel.
No, thank you. That's you and I. Israel.
We're
Abraham.
Okay, I'm going to let McTernan, you better jump in this.
The God is going to bring the Jews back into the land just before the second coming of Jesus Christ to fulfill the covenant that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's very clear in the scriptures. Jerusalem is the capital again. They speak Hebrew. They have shekels for money. He's got replacement theology. He's taken the Israel out of its position with God and replaced it with the church. No, Israel is back in the land according to all the promises and according to the prophets, Pastor Ernie. This whole chapter in the Bible
Show me one verse.
About what?
About what you said. I mean,
Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 14 is all about the coming of Christ and he's coming to Jerusalem. His feet are going to stand that day on the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives is in Jerusalem.
There you go.
When he comes for us, we meet him in the air. At the rapture, we meet Jesus Christ in the air. He takes us to heaven, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. When his second coming, as we think of the second coming, his feet stand on the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem. On the east. That's what the scripture says. That's very clear.
It's very clear. There's so many. You know, this whole week we've been showing you, we've been going through that entire thing. It doesn't stutter. It's very clear. All right, we got AC. AC, you're in the air.
Yes, Pastor. Couple quick comments here going along with this. First of all, you mentioned the beginning of sorrows, and you're correct. Because in the tribulation period, what is the beginning of sorrows? It is the rapture. So the sorrows that this is talking about here in Matthew 24 are pre-existing conditions, and we're in the pre-existing conditions. We're not in the tribulation period yet. The tribulation period doesn't begin until the rapture takes place. And that will be
And the Antichrist has to be manifested. The Antichrist has to be manifested.
Right, right. And John, you were talking about replacement theology. And Ernie mentioned that the other day in reading Revelation 3:10, the people that say they are Jews and are not, it's talking about those who claim they've replaced the Jews in the scheme of things.
Yes.
That there's a new Jew. And God's saying in Revelation 3:10, they're going to be made to come and worship before the feet of the Philadelphian Christians. In other words, they're going to be worshiping in the tribulation period because they didn't accept the truth. The Jews are still promised a set of promises, and nobody's replaced them. God's still faithful to them. So,
right. Absolutely. When you look at Romans chapter 11, the believers are grafted in. The wild olive branches have been taken, cut out, and we have been placed in.
Right, right.
The scripture says, yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah. So, but one more quick thing. You had a caller on Tuesday that was claiming that the carcass in Matthew 28 was mistranslated, that it was the wrong word, and that verse 28 of Matthew 24 and a similar verse in Luke 17 is talking about the body of Christ. That is absolutely not true. The King James Version has not been mistranslated anywhere. Jesus used the word carcass. He said, "My words would not pass away." He was referring to a dead body, not his body. Everything about Jesus is life, not death. Jesus would never represent himself, his body, as a carcass. So the King James is 100% accurate. There's no errors in it. It has not been mistranslated. And we have the promise of Jesus that his words will not pass away.
You got that 100%. AC.
Yes, Bernie?
Yeah, I got one more quick call. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, in Romans chapter 11, I think we're talking, I can't hear a lot of this, but replacement theology. In Romans 11:25, so if you read that verse and you substitute the church for Israel, then you're saying that blindness in part has happened to the church.
Yep, I know.
So how does that make any sense?
Well,
that verse right there just destroys this whole replacement theology biblically. So until you can rectify that, replacement theology is bad doctrine.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the prophecies that need to be fulfilled are definitely pertaining to the nation of Israel, totally separate from the church. So there you go. I mean, the tribulation period is for the purification of Israel and the judgment on the wicked. And there's, again, Scripture tells you over and over that the church will not go through it to that period.
And then the timeline in Revelation, it's been a while since I've gone through this, but I think you see that we are in heaven looking down while the wrath is being poured out. So how can the church be here while the wrath is being poured out?
Right. You want to see that in Revelation chapter 4, when John is taken up and opens the door, that is telling you what's taking place. But I got to take one last call. John from Minnesota, you're in the air. Okay, Aaron, you got about 1 minute. Aaron, you're in the air. Aaron.
I just wanted to make a comment. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
My question is, I know you guys are big Trump guys. I voted for him the first time. I'm not as much of a Trump person. I think we can get somebody else in there better. but he just seems to have all the popularity. But I like guys like Manchin. I don't know about Chris Christie, but DeSantis even.
Not Chris Christie. Chris Christie's a rhino.
Okay, you don't like him. Okay, well, I understand you don't like him, but he. I mean, at least he went after Ivanka Trump's family because that Kushner and the other guy are evil, his father, and he went after them. But my question is, how come Trump didn't do anything about Ukraine 4 years? I think that's a valid point.
You're asking a question that's going to take a whole lot more time than we have to answer because we don't have any time left, but maybe we can pick that up next week. We're out of time for tonight. John, which one of you guys did the invitation last week?
I did, Justin.
Okay, then it's Holman's turn this week. And okay, so he's got 3 minutes. So get to it. Hurry.
All right, folks. We've given you a lot of information tonight, and we want to speak the truth in love. And here's the truth in love. This is for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So that's the truth that we're all faced with, and we have one life to live. And the most important decision that you can ever make during your life is to do what we talked about tonight, and that is love truth, embrace it. And God will move mountains. He will move people. He will get you the truth if you seek it. And the truth is that we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We have all sinned. And the only cure is the shed blood of Jesus Christ on a cross. And the gospel is that you understand that you have a debt to pay to God that you cannot pay, but Christ paid for it on the cross. And when you realize that, out of your heart, you should want to and you need to repent of your sin, and that you would lay your life up as a living sacrifice to God, who gave all, gave everything, his only begotten Son, to pay the price that you couldn't pay. And so out of that, when you understand that God gave the greatest gift that he could ever give, should be the love that you have for Christ, and that you will do the works that he has prepared for you before the foundation of the earth, and that you will be his blessed child. You want to be a blessed child, and that you will serve him all your days, and at the end, you will enter into glory to be with the saints, with Christ forever. And I'll tell you, when you do that, you're going to avoid that, what we talked about earlier, the wide mouth of hell. You do not want to go there. You do not want to spend eternity in a lake of fire. So, folks, take what we're saying tonight, but take this truth. Take it to heart. Believe what we're saying is true. It is absolutely 100% guaranteed true. So we're asking you to make the decision if you have it for Christ, and don't be left behind.
Amen. Every bit of God's word, the Bible, folks, it either has come to part or it will. And so, again, the time will come when nothing else will matter to you, believe me. There's nothing as accurate and truthful and absolute as the Word of God. And we are out of time for tonight. So let's do it, fellas. Good night. God bless. And always, always do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.